It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino. RX 93.1.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It is a Thursday.
Good morning.
Good morning. The gang is complete.
Almost weekend. Can't wait.
It's one more friggin' day.
I know. One more day.
One day more. Another day isang tulog na lang.
Oh, nga, no. You're right. And it's a weekend again.
Right. Yeah. I'm really just waiting for the day.
And I don't know why, like, this week ended up being hectic.
Yeah.
Right?
With it's meetings back to back. I mean, sometimes that, you're like, really?
It's so hectic, you know?
It's hectic. You know?
It's so hectic.
Taping left and right. And, you know,
kala mo may taping talaga. Nakakapikon.
Taping.
Taping left and right. Press cons. Tapos, ano?
Ganon, press cons.
Press cons. Taping left and right. Training with my personal trainer.
As long as you don't ask me about my weight loss, huh? We'll be fine.
Okay, so.
Seriously though, no? I wonder what it's like, no? Parang, to be like.
I'm sure pag nandun ka na.
You'd be
probably.
Like, oh.
Yeah, like, oh. As always, it always looks so much more attractive when you're looking from the outside.
Oh, wow.
And when you're there, you're like, oh, it's not as, you know.
And it's like, oh, it's so hassle. But then again, you look at your bank account and you're like, okay, maybe it's not that much of a hassle.
I mean, diba? It's always not as fantastic when,
yeah.
When, well, when you're doing finally the work. There. Because yeah. You're already there and you see what it entails.
And right. I think if you ask any artista, they'll always be like, ay, nako, sobrang stress.
Kahit di artista, kunyari, like, you've always wanted to be rich. Because finally, you make a name for yourself and, you know, you have a lot of money. And then now that you're rich, you're like, okay.
Yung okay ganun. Lang.
Talaga? O sige, kung ganun, if that's the case, give me your money.
No, I didn't say that you'd want to give it away.
No.
Just saying, you know.
No, kasi if it's so much stress for you, diba? You might as well just give it to me. Pass on the... I'll take on your burden.
Even the workload. Can I also...
Probably not.
Diba? Para fair. All right. And, you know, can we play one song?
Yeah, sure.
Yes,
and then officially start our show in a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, well, welcome to Thursday, January 24. We're really inching so close to the end of the first month of 2013.
To December.
Ni naman. Well, yes, technically.
Yeah, technically.
But, yeah, anyway. All right, let's start the show with this one. Former number one song. I'm like, no, still the number one song on the Countdown Top 7.
Best FM radio station. 20th KBP Golden Dove Awards. Monster Radio RX 93.1. Your Kikai Barkada. The Morning Rush.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. All right, we've got finally have our top 10 for today. Thank you to a man named Philip who suggested this. We are looking for the top 10 five word breakup. How do you break up with somebody in just five words? For example, ayoko na, masyado talagang maliit.
Yung bahay mo.
At saka yung sweldo.
Sweldo. Oh,
pwede na naman yung bahay mo kasi parang nag-live in na sila. Oh, tapos parang, I can't take it. It's just too small.
You want to
at saka
house.
Yung mundo natin, masyadong lumiit. Yung parang wala na tayong ibang...
Wala na tayong ibang friends. There's just nothing friends. Going on around us anymore that, you know, diba? I don't know of.
So you have to break up in just five words?
Mm. In just five words, how do you break up with somebody?
Okay.
So that's what we're doing today. If you want to join us...
Sayang. Naisip ko sana the course, pero six words pala siya.
Alin yan?
I never really loved you anyway.
Yeah. And then magtanggal ka ng really.
I never loved you anyway.
I loved you and I never loved you anyway. Ayan, five words.
Ah.
Diba? Pwede yan. As long as it's five words lang, talagang, you know, it's like Twitter on crack.
Right.
It's 140 characters. It's like just five words. break up with somebody.
Okay.
Okay, so that's what we're doing today. If you want to join us for the top 10 five-word breakup, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag five-word breakup. That's five with F-I-V-E.
Okay.
Okay, spell it out.
All right, cool. Let's do it.
Yahoo OMG Awards. Winner is The Morning Rush with Chico, Delamar, Gino. Best radio show. OMG Awards. RX 93.1.
Hello, good morning everybody. Welcome to a Thursday. Today is January 24, 2013. My name is Del. Here we go. Teen heartthrob Justin Bieber with his hordes of fans, known as Beliebers, became the king of Twitter on Tuesday, topping fellow pop star Lady Gaga as the user with the most followers. Data from TwitterCounter.com showed that Bieber jumped into the lead with 33.33 million followers, topping Lady Gaga's 33.32. ending her 2.5-year rule of the microblogging site.
Which is more or less how old Twitter is.
Well, 2009. Twitter's 2009.
Oh, I remember it used to be Ashton Kutcher.
Yes, yeah. Ashton and CNN, remember?
You
remember?
Ashton Kutcher and CNN.
There was a time Ashton Kutcher was the top Twitter
person.
Mm. Plus they were, the CNN-Ashton race was to a million.
Yeah.
And then Ashton won.
Yeah, so. It's like, a million? Really?
Even Larry King got on the whole bandwagon.
Right, right.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine Ashton Kutcher, who's like so far from the top people now?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Actually, you know what? They were saying Justin Bieber now has more Twitter followers than Texas has, like, residents.
What? Oh, really? Yeah. I can believe that.
Crazy.
He has more, like, more followers than the population of Texas, the state of Texas.
That's insane.
It's insane.
Well, okay, so anyway, Bieber was named by Forbes magazine in 2012 as the third most powerful celebrity in the world.
Wow.
And his huge following on Twitter was cited as a reason why marketers need to take notice of the 140-character microblogging site.
Well, yeah.
Yep.
It has grown. And nobody thought Twitter would be like this. You know, when it started, when the Oscars came out, and there was like, tweet us. We're like, what's a tweet? How do you tweet somebody?
I thought it was even tweak us.
Right?
I was like, what's that?
It was Ryan Nadeba. Wasn't it Ryan Seacrest already? I think it was.
Well, the one that I had seen was one of the, not E online.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
Not E. But it was like, those pseudo-journalists of the big channels in the U.S.
The one I saw was Ryan.
Oh, it was Ryan.
So I was like, what's a tweet? How do you tweet them?
Well, that's how you make, what do you call this? That's how you debut on the center stage.
Yeah.
On center stage of the world. By going on the Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it didn't hurt, right? That all the stars were on Twitter.
Yeah. And it's so weird, you know, like, the person who got me on Twitter was Jude.
Mm-hmm.
The person who got me on Facebook was Gino, believe it or not.
I got you on Facebook?
Yeah.
Really?
We weren't even like...
We were on Facebook.
Oh, sorry.
No, Karen.
No. You got me on Twitter.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't remember how I did that, though. Did I just tell you in passing?
No. It was via... Was there like a... like?
An
you invite somebody or something. Basta merong ganun eh. And then...
Yeah, well, I guess it auto-sends to your email.
That's
contact.
Why there's... If I'm not mistaken, okay, if it's Twitter, like, you were the first parang friend or follower or whatever.
Uy.
Yeah. I remember. And at the time, we didn't work together.
Because I started March 2009.
What? Yeah.
When did you... Do you remember?
A little earlier.
It's supposed to show there, like, how long you've been on Twitter, right?
Okay,
just
we'll
a little longer.
We'll
yeah.
Because I remember I started
with
Facebook.
We were on Facebook with Karen.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Because, like, if I'm not mistaken. No, right. Facebook is Gino. Twitter is... Because, right? I got Facebook, but I never checked it. Because you know how I am with, like, new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then Gino suddenly sent me, like, a something. And I'm like... And then I looked at it again.
Mm.
Like Dragon Veil, I had Dragon Veil a full 6 months before, but I never touched it. And then, yeah, something like that. And I didn't know Gino then. I mean, not that well.
Hmm.
But when he sent me that sort of like...
I inspired you.
You just got me started.
Let's. I'll stick with I inspired you.
You just got me started.
The bitch is on.
Today.
Even if we're making kwenta something positive, eh, no, talagang bitchy talaga.
The bitchiness is afoot on the Morning Rush. Dang him. Actually, when we were... Okay, so Gino and I arrived at the same time at the basement. And then I go, the first thing I say to him is, it's not as cold anymore.
Yeah.
And then he goes, that's well, because you're with me.
I'm here. I'm hot.
This. And because, unfair. It's not even, we're not on the show yet.
She's like, we're not even clocked in yet.
Oh my God.
All right. Well, that is the news here on the Morning Rush. You got Chico, Delamar, and Gino. We're getting all bitchy on you as early as 6:27. So you know the Morning Rush is on right here on Manila's hottest RX 93.1. La 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 la.
The Morning Rush Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Can we just thank everyone? Five word breakup is number one in the Philippines.
Oh my gosh, so fast.
And even before we did our first batch, thank you. And also the Morning Rush is at number four. So we're one in four. Thank you. You guys are incredible, but very nice.
Let's check out some greets in case there are some.
Yes, please.
All right, don't forget to hashtag RX greets.
Yes.
Okay.
RX greets, hashtag RX greets for the greetings, and then hashtag RX request
for your requests.
Okay, and you don't have to send it to at RX931. Just hashtag it, and we'll be able to get it.
Or if you can, tag me.
Yes.
Yeah, tag me.
So it's incredible. We're number one and number four for today.
Nice.
So thank you.
Are we doing greetings?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yes,
please. Can we just say hello to OMGN, who is saying two things that never mix, Bivouac and C80. It's our Bivouac today. Pinag-push up kagad. Hey!
Wow.
No, but seriously, you know what? We went to the same school.
Yeah.
I hated Bivouac when it was happening.
What is Bivouac?
It's like C80 camping.
Parang out of town.
Yeah.
But why is it called Bivouac? Is it an acronym?
I guess. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Parang ano siya, parang military ladies night.
Military
slumber party.
Military slumber party. Basta ako ganun.
No, but seriously, like, it was so much. Okay.
Yeah, you're gonna peg.
You might hate it now, but years down the line, you'll be like,
no.
It's something really memorable.
I don't find it memorable.
You had a bivouac?
Yeah, yes.
Baka kasi hindi, baka kasi wala kang friends.
Well, that's true.
Yung itsura niya, he was like,
That's true.
Hindi siya makalaban, no?
Hindi, tsaka it's so uncomfortable.
It is, but it's part of the fun.
Yeah, but
what happens in a bivouac?
You're stuck in a tent with people na medyo, you know...
Medyo what?
Hobarns. Tapos,
Hobarns? You don't know Hobarns?
Baho?
Oh.
Hobarns?
Kasi grabe, that's such a 90s term.
I never even heard of this term. What's Hobarns?
Hobarns.
Mabaho.
Tapos alam mo yun, yung parang all day na kayo. Tapos pagtanggal ng boots, amoy paa sa tent. Yung parang, I so didn't enjoy it.
No. Okay. Well, here's what happens in a bivouac. At least for us, it was a 3-day thing. So we went there.
I know, right?
And then, grabe. And then you do all sorts of military drills. Like you go on obstacle courses, rope traversing, spelunking.
Every day? But that's 3 days.
It's 3 days. It's really tiring. And they don't allow you to shower.
Yun nga eh.
What?
Because it's supposed to be for military discipline. Because, like, let's just say you're a soldier.
I was
and obviously
looking
you're...
forward pa naman to the communist.
I knew it.
So, obviously,
kaya
di ba parang...
Kaya pala galit, eh.
Kaya galit.
When you're a soldier, di ka naman pwede maligo in the middle of war.
Sabi diba? Ni Chico Harang.
Sorry, bayad.
What I didn't like lang about it was the waking up early part, tapos push-ups agad, and then, like... Push up squats and whatever. So like all these like so, like military stuff.
Tsaka yung reveille. I hated reveille.
What's a reveille?
Yung pag sa umaga when they wake you up. And the only reveille I want to hear is like Reveille the Bugle Ball of Company B.
No wonder he didn't enjoy the Bugle Ball.
No, I mean, it was just horrible.
These people never liked those things.
And literally, we had to crawl through crap.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I hated it.
Because the Boy Scouts were the alaga of the... Basically, the Boy Scouts were the ones taking care of the bivouac obstacle course. So they literally got dog poop and put it in in the obstacles.
Yeah, they really do that.
They really do that. And then so a friend,
tapos no bath.
Usually my buddy system yan eh, tapos ipo-push up ka dun sa parang pipe. So your friend will have to like carry you on his shoulders and then you'll lift him up of the. It's so much fun. I mean, it was.
Oh my gosh! Like, while I don't know it was, where the fun.
Kasi tawa kami ng tawa while we were doing it. Eh. Dapat kasi may friends ka talaga. Kung may group of friends ka, it's so much better.
Eh, yung mga barkada ko nandidiri.
Tapos, at the end of it all, sira-sira yung mga sapatos namin, and then we had to take a shower by the batis.
By the batis?
By the batis.
Let's take a shower by the batis.
No, because the only shower that we got, literally, there were no showers.
Yeah.
So they just got this giant hose and then just sprayed all of us while we were in line.
Oh,
and then eventually.
That sounded like fun. What?
I know.
I'm just saying. What are you talking about?
Hasta. Well, anyway, OMG, and you'll enjoy. Trust me, like a couple of years down the line.
All right, so here we go. Let's do this. The top 10 five-word breakup lines. Five-word breakup. Cinco Wengtor says, find yourself a gay guy. And also, Kittredge says, I'm actually happy without you.
That's just five words?
Yeah, I'm actually happy without you.
Hurts like crap.
Diba? Hey, on a side note, Chiquiteng Patrol is saying bivouac is actually French for night watch since the army stays up for the night usually during outdoor camping.
That was what I was thinking.
It sounds so exotic, the name, bivouac?
Bivouac. Ako, Nicolette says, we both love boys pala.
Patay.
And Coco Hernandez says, yes, you deserve a downgrade.
Oh.
Mashed Plutonium says, go to hell, queen bitch.
Oh my gosh.
But
I can't imagine a guy saying that.
Diba?
Go to hell, queen bitch.
Diba parang alam mo na kung, alam na rin eh. No? Parang go to hell, queen bitch.
Ilad Villanueva says, magsama kayo ng career mo.
Oh.
But that's actually like a real life scenario.
Yeah,
it
is.
That
yeah.
could actually happen.
Cinco Wengtor says, over in 3, 2, 1. Dramatic.
Diba, parang...
Diba, ang daming ganyan sa, ano, ang daming ganyan sa Twitter? That style, like...
quitting smoking in
3, 2, 1.
Puff.
Diba?
May pauling hirit pa.
Hockey Docky says, akala mo lang magsisisi ako.
It's like Beyonce.
Coco Hernandez says,
Right.
Pakasalan mong nanay mo.
Also another real life scenario.
Marky Photo says, ito, controversial. Pareho tayong lalaki. No future. He's breaking up with his boyfriend to be with a girl for a change. Diba usually it's the other way around.
But I don't think that's a great deal for any girl. If you know that deep down what he wants is to be with a guy.
Yeah. And it's not a great deal for you either.
Yeah.
Mash Plutonium says, fake boobies are not enough.
Right.
You want something real.
Oh, look at the sad look on Del's face.
Sad news for us.
Chenong says, live happily ever after with her. But ever after niya one word. Avria Chocolat, saw my future without you.
Sakit din nun, no?
Sakit
nun. Especially if you've been together for a while.
Yeah, like let's just say you've been together for like 8 years.
Well, kahit nga 5, tapos all of a sudden he thinks,
or 6.
Diba? After all that time, really?
And parang, if you think about it, kasi parang, really, you spent that much time with me only to tell me that, like, hey, you're not in my future.
Yeah. Couldn't you tell me that within the first year? Even then, it would hurt.
But it happens.
Yeah. It happens. Minsan you don't mean to. Right. Ma-actress person says, nalungkot, natuto, pero hindi nagsisisi.
That's nice.
And, I mean, it's sad, but I don't
agree. Sad, but it's a it's a good kind of sad. Parang
I agree. I had a relationship like that.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about it the other day. It was the one relationship I felt I was always wrong, even when I was right.
You were wrong.
Yeah. It was crazy.
Yeah. I think I kind of went through something similar also.
I know.
Na in a relationship na parang even if you're right, sige na nga, mali na lang ako. More of like that.
Ako naman hindi. Tama na ako. Mali pa rin ako sabi.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
You're crazy.
Camila says, wala kang load? Okay, bye. Okay, bye.
Bye.
User, grabe.
And also, Chenong says, burn in hell with her.
Oh,
oh wow. Mm,
wow. Madison Camille says, hindi makwemas. Paasa ka. Bye.
Hindi makwemas.
Hindi makwemas. And the entry...
How do you take that seriously?
I know, right? It's like,
makwemas eh.
Alam mo, parang paiyak ka na, tapos biglang hindi ka makwemas. Eh?
Anong huh? Hindi ka makwemas? Huh? And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 five-word breakup comes from Jelly Shoso.
He says...
She.
She says...
I need love, not pity.
No, because sometimes that happens.
It like, happens.
When a guy sees that a girl, like, kunwari, cries because they're breaking up or whatever, like, he'll get back with her because he can't stand the thought of her getting hurt.
Saka parang ano, parang, ay. Parang ano yung knight in shining armor, damsel in distress kind of thing.
Yeah, after a while.
I mean, go for me because you love me, not because you want to rescue me.
And parang what happens is, like, let's just say they get back together because the guy finds that, you know, usually it's easy to confuse then. Na parang, I don't know if I love her or I just feel sorry for her. Kasi parang you can't stand the thought of her being hurt. That doesn't necessarily mean that you love her. And then eventually, like, during the relationship, you know, you act like... you're really not in love with her again.
Yeah.
So that's so sad.
Oh, that's so sad. But
parang masaya ka. Oh, that's so sad.
No, I'm just saying na parang...
Oh, you know, why are you smiling?
What? Can't I smile? I'm a happy guy.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
Stop lying.
Grabe to, mga
must we lie so early in the morning?
I am a beacon of positivity.
No, you're not.
Okay, fine. But there you go. That, if you want to join us for today, you know what to do. Key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag five word breakup and spell out the word five.
F-I-V-E. Cool. RX931.com.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the morning rush.
Part two.
The Morning Rush Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. The top 10 five-word breakup. You know, Tonya Marcopia had an entry. I misread it. Ang entry niya kasi, I will never forget us.
Mm.
Yung us naka quote-unquote. That's all caps. Basa ko noon, I will never forget you.
U.S. Well, pwede rin.
So I thought it was a good entry.
Nako, can you drop it? Yeah. Can you get another thing to tease me with?
Can you tell them the story?
Ayoko.
Sige na. How we're making life difficult for you.
Okay, so I told you already to stop teasing me about this because it creates really bad social awkward situations. Mm-hmm. I mean, I get introduced to people and people are looking at me like, come on. Okay, so I was doing the grocery last Saturday. So one time here on the Morning Rush, somebody came from either Bangkok or Singapore and gave us, or Malaysia, I don't know which one, gave us white coffee.
Yes.
Now, I remember that it was yummy.
It was so good.
It was so good. Like you also... thought the same thing, right?
So delicious. Mm-hmm.
But then I don't remember who gave it to us. And I was like, okay, well, maybe it's just a Singapore or Bangkok or whatever thing.
Yeah.
So I go to the grocery and I find it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh my gosh, there's so many brands.
Yeah. Mm.
All of them imported. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to get a whole bag. And then I had to look to my left, look to my right, and quickly get it and put it in my...
Just to make sure that nobody sees
because
you getting...
you're half expecting somebody to go, alumna.
White Prada.
Okay.
Or merong somebody sidles up to you and goes, as expected.
How predictable.
How predictable.
All right, so the top 10 for today, five-word breakup, let's start off. Oh, thank you to a man named Philip. The top 10 five-word breakup, let's start off with Coco Hernandez. My heart in your jar.
Oh, Christina Perry.
Yeah.
You should play that.
You should.
Yeah. Right? I'll play it later.
And what was the one I was asking you if we had it on recurrent? And then I was saying,
oh,
you should play
I wanna
it.
Dance.
Ah,
in
yeah,
love.
Yeah. All right. And I am Alex E. Says, your box to the left.
Ah, Beyonce.
I love that one. Camila says, destiny meddled. Life happened. Sorry.
Wow.
Diba?
Bigat eh, no?
Ito very deep ha. Very deep. Parang napaka profound. From Sig Coengtor. Get out of my house. Pero ang sakit nun ha.
Oo.
Ako, I mean, I've been told that.
You're supposed
really?
To.
Yeah. I've been told that. Get out of my house.
Diba if you're together, you're supposed to like, even if literally, hindi literal na you both
it's your,
co-own
yeah,
it.
It's your house.
It's your home eh.
Tsaka you don't do that.
You don't throw somebody out of the
and
house.
And you pull like, you pull the ownership card
yeah.
when it has nothing to do with what are your unless you're stealing from them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, somebody said that to me, get out of my house. And I was like, oh wow, you crossed the line.
Mm-hmm.
Pero yun.
Pero kung get out of my plane, okay.
Wow.
Very Air Force One.
Wow.
Get out of my plane.
Okay, ano. Get out of my building.
Get out of my giant mansion villa type thing. Get out of my giant mansion type villa thing.
Thing.
With the electric gates na may remote pero nawala.
So yung guard yung nagbubukas.
Kasi nabusan ng baterya kasi walang stock.
Tapos parang by then, ba't nga ba tayo nag-aaway?
Parang kami ni Sarah last night. So she was late at night. It was probably 12 midnight.
Mm.
She tweeted me this link of SM Babies because Cooper is there.
Yeah.
So she tweets me the link and I go, oh my gosh, Sarah. And then I retweeted her tweet and then I replied to her tweet saying, hashtag OMG, anak ko siya, hindi ko dapat sabihin, pero ang cute ni Cooper.
Yeah.
Mm. That was my hashtag. And then she responds with another like, wait, let me get it. It was just funny because the whole time we were just doing all hashtags.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? That started in Beijing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When we would try to hashtag each and every single photo. Like with, let's just say you took a photo of a soda bottle.
Mm-hmm.
So hashtag soda, hashtag bottle, hashtag fizz in a bottle, hashtag
refreshment, thirsty.
Hashtag
refreshment, hashtag refreshing.
Because you know how some photos on Instagram.
Hashtag Insta drink.
Uh-oh.
Hashtag Insta bottle.
Insta soda. You know how some people on Instagram, they hashtag everything. So it gets more views.
Yeah.
You get searched.
People.
Yeah, you get searched.
And from Mashed Plutonium, angels are not for demons.
Who's the angel? The Madan who's the
Brown.
Demon?
Diba?
Oh.
Uod says, I didn't marry your mother.
Oh.
It's I a married common thing. You.
Yeah.
No, because a lot of moms really find it hard to let go. Yeah. So even when, let's say, the son, especially usually the son,
yeah.
when the son gets married, they still think they have a say.
Yeah.
And even when, let's say, it should be between husband and wife, meron silang parang, no, this is what you should do.
But they've always said that whenever you marry somebody, you don't only marry them.
You marry their family. Yeah. And their friends.
And their friends.
Diba? Targrod says, signed, sealed, delivered, divorce papers.
Oh. That's always sad. Like, even in movies.
Yeah.
When you know, parang like, those scenes that parang they hand over the divorce papers and then there's just this...
That's right before they sign.
Second parang, of like... Even if they're so... Like, there's so much
ready
hatred.
To, yeah, and ready to divorce each other. But yeah.
Like, they hate each other. But the moment you're holding that pen, parang...
Yeah. Oh. You're putting an end to something that was... What started off.
Yeah.
Was
as
good.
Something really good.
Good yeah. enough that you would
great.
Get married to each other.
Yeah.
Anjali Des says, mas mayaman sa'yo si Becky. Madmut Mark says, over and done with. Yehey.
Wow.
And the top, five-word breakup comes from Basti.
Basti says,
Snow White ako. Dwarf ka.
We can only be friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No.
We can only be friends.
Cannot be.
Friend-zoned.
Friend-zoned.
Diba? So the top 10 five-word breakup If you want to join us, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Make sure you include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag five word breakup. Spell out the word five, F-I-V-E.
Right.
Still currently the top trending topic in the Philippines.
Cool.
While the morning rush is at number four. Thank you.
Thank you.
Alpha Males on Air. The morning rush.
Good morning, guys. Time for the news here on The Morning Rush. My name is Del. Let's do the news. Britain's Prince Harry, who compared shooting insurgents in Afghanistan to playing video games, has probably developed a mental problem. That's according to the Taliban.
It's an official statement.
Yes, Taliban spokesman Zabiullah Mujahid said, quote, there are 49 countries with their powerful military failing in the fight against the Mujahideen. And now this prince comes and compares this war with his games, PlayStation, or whatever he calls it. Harry, third in line to the throne, said he had killed Taliban insurgents during a 20-week posting, flying scores of missions over the rest of southern province of Helmand in an Apache attack helicopter. As co-pilot, Harry was in charge of the weapon systems in a two-man cockpit firing Hellfire air-to-surface missiles, rockets, and a 30-millimeter gun. He described the weapon systems as a joy.
Wow.
He says, and I quote, it's a joy for me because I'm one of those people who loves playing PlayStation and Xbox. So with my thumbs, I like to think I'm probably quite useful. This is a serious war, a historic war, resistance for us, for our people. This is what the Taliban was saying.
Yeah.
And to be compared with that.
Like, it's not a game.
It's not a game. Okay, the Taliban also said, quote, but we don't take his comments very seriously, as we have all seen and heard that many foreign soldiers, occupiers who come to Afghanistan develop some kind of mental problems on their way out.
Wow. But, you know, sometimes it's also a coping mechanism on the part of the soldiers.
Yeah.
I mean, no judgment, whether positive or negative. Mm-hmm. You're just saying some people, in order to do the job, you know, some people they put on like classical music on their iPod.
One of the Oliver Stone movies,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm thinking. So, you know, it's a coping mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you think, you know what, when I press this button, lives will be lost. It might mess you up.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, maybe it's his way of carrying
coping
out the job.
Mm-hmm.
Think it's a game.
Think it's a game, so you don't really understand that you're killing people.
Mm-hmm.
It's as if you're just killing people in a game.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's true. I mean, with all the war movies that we've seen, from Platoon to Band of Brothers, the series, mm-hmm. to even Black Hawk Down, going into war entails, like, massive, sorry, there's no other word, mm-hmm. massive balls.
It is.
Remember, you could lose your life.
Yeah.
No matter which part of
it's like killed or be killed.
And that's a mindset that brings us to the edge of I don't know what.
Yeah.
So some people really do, I guess, find ways to make it easier
mm-hmm.
for the brain
mm-hmm.
to cope. I think you're right. So in a way, the Taliban is also correct.
Yeah, a little
Remember,
bit of both.
Those people who come from the Vietnam War,
yeah.
they are messed up.
They're shell-shocked.
Shell-shocked, yeah. For real. No matter how well they perform during the war, it's like, you're still killing people.
Yeah.
Yikes.
So war is never, it's never a walk in the park.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. But I don't know, Harry is, he's such a, like, it's so hard to grasp him.
Like an enigma.
Yeah, yeah. He's hard to understand as a human being. You can't think you know him, because the next minute he's pulling something so, I don't know, crazy.
Random, yeah.
Anyway, that is the news, the second one today here on the show. All right, you got CDNG as promised. We are about to play the latest, right?
Yeah.
From Justin Timberlake. Huh?
Subtlety fail.
Sure, we can do that. Okay, we're gonna come right back with a Justin Timberlake song.
Okay.
But first, this.
Okay.
Alpha Males on Air. The Morning Rush.
La 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 la. The Morning Rush Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. You know what? I want to put up a website.
Mm-hmm. What? What kind of website?
Parang hair products.
Yeah.
Huh? Yung mga suklay ganyan. Tapos ang URL ko suklay.com.
Where the heck did that come from?
Wala lang, naisip ko lang.
Okay. You're so random.
What?
You're crazy like that.
No, I'm just saying. Basta. Okay. Nice. Great.
Can we say, can we do the top 10?
Yeah. Yes, we can.
What the
heck?
What's
going on
with
you?
Oh, why do you look like that?
Wala na.
Why? Gone. What's gone?
No, my...
His hope, his zest for life.
I have to force quit.
He never had it.
He never had it.
No,
that's true.
Ay, nako. Okay, here we go. Whatever.
Ano ba?
No, because this annoying.
He's techno-stressing again and he's having a mantrum.
I hate it! Okay, anyway. The top 10 5-word breakup. Thank you to a man named Philip for this.
Why do we even try to understand him, though?
I don't know. I stopped trying year 3.
Diba? Kasi sumabot ka na 3 years. Ako, wala pang 1 year. Tumigil na.
Eh kasi,
I lost it.
What, your virginity?
You lost it a long time ago.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah. But
I love mo sa lalaki. Parang it's such a, you lost your virginity a long time ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pag babae, parang, quiet.
No, it is true though.
That's true.
Parang it means different with the genders.
No, but even before, kasi like, let's just say the Japan, during the olden days of the Japanese era, like
they
the
geishas
really protected their virginity.
They sold it.
They sold it
to the highest bidder. I was never interested in either keeping it or losing it. It didn't matter to me. I always thought I would lose it when the time is right.
Well, I've always been in love with the fact. At least the idea of being with somebody who's never slept with anyone else.
Is that true for all guys?
I'm not sure if it... I guess it's a territory thing. Na parang you want to be the first one. And then you want... No, but I've always... You asked me, and I still wanted it to be true. Na parang I want... Sana na parang I only get to sleep with one person and that's it.
You're a girl that way.
Oo nga.
Ikaw, what about you?
It doesn't matter. Either for myself or for
others,
it doesn't
matter.
It's just with... I'm really in love with that notion. The whole... just one person for each of you. And then that's it. But, you know, obviously...
Ako naman, after a while, yeah, one person. Meron mo nang...
What do you mean after a while? Wait. What does that mean for you?
I mean, not literally just one person for the rest of... I mean, from the beginning of your life to the rest of your life.
There you go. That's the guy in Chico.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking, you know, to be able to experience other people.
To sow your wild oats.
And then choose one for the rest of your life.
Because I like sowing my wild oats in my mind. Not...
Ako online.
Farmville! Chico's playing, quote-unquote, Farmville.
Yeah, Farmville. That's what
right.
I'm saying.
Sowing his wild oats.
Yeah. Diba? So,
why do they call it wild oats?
Nga, are there tamed oats?
Are there tamed oats?
Baka merong steady oats.
Steady lang.
Steady lang sila eh. Chill lang sila. Relax lang.
Oh, Mersey Dotes. You know that song?
No.
Mersey Dotesy 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 little anti-didy a twiddly didy do would you?
What?
No, we don't know that.
Mersey Dotes?
Oh my
God. You
what
say
about
it like
Hatsat song? What? Hatsat song sat on the rail of rock and the brawla sue it. Hatsat song.
It has a very 1930s sound to it, no?
It is. These are like. I mean,
mga kabataan mo.
Mga lulia bay to eh.
Lulia. Lullaby.
Ay, ay, ay.
Del.
Oh, lullaby. Oh, shoot.
Lullaby.
I almost said ish word.
Yeah, lullaby.
Lullaby.
Diba?
Kandahan mo nga ako ng lullaby.
Lullaby.
Babes, isang ang lullaby.
Hindi ako maka-slip.
Lullaby, babe.
On the trip off, when the wind blows.
Diba?
Who says the lullaby? Is it your mom?
No. It's a lullaby.
Yeah, you just said the word again. I'm asking, who says
wala
that?
Lang. I'm just saying, if you read it as is, that's how you would
Lullaby.
Read it. Lullaby. All right, here we go. The top 10 for today. We are looking for the top 10 five-word breakup. Let's start off with Kokoloids. Break na tayo, bruha ka.
Parang hindi na.
Okay.
Parang when you say that talaga, parang all credibility goes out the
saka
window.
Saka parang alam na.
Oo eh. Parang alam mo alam na kung na, bakit nakikipag-break sa yung boyfriend diba? Mo.
Kasi tinawag kang bruha. And,
You used to call me that all the time.
Can we squeeze an entry in?
Yes.
It's from the official Twitter of Axe.
Okay.
Just try to see what they did here.
Okay.
Five-word breakup. So they hashtag five-word breakup and hashtag the morning rush. Seriously, I need space. Really.
I see what you did there. And coming from Midnight Crease, magic trick. Ta-da! You're single.
Oh. Alam mo ang mean, ha?
I know, right?
Mean. Custer Winston says, ang boobs, pati mana, maliit. That's why I'm breaking up with you. Camila says, blah, blah, whatever, cheater, bye.
Blah, blah, whatever, cheater, bye. Oh, I know, that's five words. Yeah.
Kittredge says, choose, dota or nota. Ano?
Kasi singer.
Kasi singer eh. So para
choose.
What career path are you gonna take? Are you gonna be a cyber athlete? Or are you going to be...
what's a cyber athlete?
There are cyber athletes.
Dota.
People who compete online.
Online.
Like they really have cyber athletes.
Are you an athlete if it's not physical?
Hey, watch where you're going with this. Watch it.
Okay.
Watch it, woman.
Talaga, watch it.
Watch it.
Okay, fat friend.
Hey!
Oh my gosh! She is on a roll.
I swear to God, Del, you know what? You know what I'm gonna do?
What?
By mid-year this year,
sex
I'm sure I have
it.
Like four pack, at least four pack. Iuuntog talaga kita. Ikaw sa medyo lower. Ikaw lower? Medyo sa lower abs.
San mo lower iuuntog? Hindi, pero kasi that's what develops first eh.
Mm-hmm.
Yung first.
They
say
the
last two packs
are the
hardest, to get.
Kasi namat.
Si kasi nasa ano na yun eh. Diba
kasi nasa langit na si Tupac. Si Tupac. Pero okay lang din naman na wala akong Tupac. Para at least sane ako.
Nakakawalang ganang mabuhay. And then from Asian, mas balbon ka pa sa akin.
But sometimes some girls really are balbon.
Tsaka there are guys who like girls who are balbon. Oo, as in.
Yeah, parang furry animal.
Really?
Grabe.
If you're a big fan of fur.
Merong mga web...
Ha?
Ha? Ha? What? Ano? What? Yeah.
May mga web slingers na parang si Spider-Man.
Uh-huh.
Wala lang, non sequitur. Pero okay, let's get back to what we're actually doing, which is the top 10. From Neil Yamato, love you as a friend.
Oh, you know what? I just... You remember Lauren Christie?
Yeah.
The girl who sang Steep?
Steep.
You know, that was my breakup song before.
Akala ko you knew her.
No, oh, close kami. No, diba, the parang the song goes, I can hold you but not with lover's arms.
Yeah.
Because you are more of a brother to me now. So a girl actually said that to me.
But that's
really?
Alam mo, that's horrible. I think that's bad when people say that. And it's, just break up or turn them down. Don't liken them to your brother.
Diba?
Like, that's supposed to soften
and
the blow.
And parang gusto sabihin sa kanya, and this bag, hindi naman kuya sabi niya. Kasi mas matanda ako, like 1 year lang or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was so horrible. And I was like, I remember like driving.
Anything but that.
And then that song was playing. So parang, and I can lie next to you. I was singing along. Tapos parang, I wanted to cry with it.
Uh-oh.
But I can't
lie. At saka ang weird, no? Sometimes you have a quote-unquote breakup song.
Mm.
Na technically, it's not a breakup song like that.
Well,
gusto mo lang naman siya, di ba? Tapos, technically, it's like, this is our breakup song. But it's actually just yours.
Yeah, because you're only breaking up with your feelings for her, or your chances.
Yeah, but
you were never together.
For her, it doesn't mean anything. It's just a song. Pero ikaw parang, this is our song.
Meron pa rami akong ganun.
Hello, ako kaya.
Marami ka pang ganun?
Isang notebook.
Really?
Yung mga minahal ko from afar.
I know.
That's not love.
See, that's the difference.
No, that's exactly what I'm saying. It's just you. They have nothing to do with the breakup, with the whatever. It's your crush.
No, but you never even tried.
Minsan I did.
How?
Pasalod.
During inuman.
During inuman. Habang lasing.
Oh, doon ko lang nasasabi.
Kasi may alak.
Doon ko lang nasasabi yung feelings ko eh. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 five-word breakup comes from Alan Ruiz.
He says,
sa luwang may echo na.
Huh?
Yung bahay.
Maluwang kasi yung bahay mo eh.
Dami nating pera. Laki-laki ng bahay natin. Wala namang tao. Hindi naman tayo nakikita. Hindi naman tayo nagmamahalan.
Di ba yung mga echo yung...
So sa luwang, may echo na.
T!
Party!
Yeah, ano echo?
Ha?
Yun nga
party!
Yung
party! 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 Tapos nakakatakot. Ang spooky! Spooky! Spooky!
Giuseppe!
Giuseppe! Giuseppe!
Giuseppe!
Giuseppe! Giuseppe! Giuseppe! This is terrible! 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 Terrible. So, okay. Alam mo, I
think... Nasaan na yung sinabi mong... Chastity!
Chastity! Chastity! Chastity! May accent yung echo.
Layo eh, no? Asan si ate?
Ate! Ate!
Ate!
Or
talagang, chastity!
Asan si ate?
Sister!
Sister! Nagbabago yung echo.
Echong bading yung ano? Echong bading yung echo.
Ay, nako.
The top 10. Paano kung bading yung echo?
Paano?
Sister Rock.
What?
Pala lang.
Oh my gosh. I didn't even get it.
Diba?
Never mind. Wala, sabi mo, asan si ate? So kung, wag na nga, ayoko na. Tapos, I'm explaining the joke.
Kung bading daw yung echo, sister ka.
Wala mo. I want to cry.
Literally. Yung para may mga karayom sa ugat ko.
Alam mo, hindi naman siya masyadong masakit, pero parang tinutusok-tusok ka
yun,
naman.
That's what I'm saying.
Are you saying my jokes are annoying?
Yes.
More of painful.
Just painful to hear.
More of painful, hindi annoying. It's painful.
Okay.
Kaya pala sabi ko, ano yung sabi niya? Paano kung ba din, sister ka?
Huh?
Tapos yung magkocompute ka pa.
Oh, para iisipin mo ba? Tapos papa-explain mo
para
muna.
Para kailangan mo pa ng scientific calculator bago mo ba?
May formula kasama yan.
Oh my gosh, Del. Did I just snorted? Okay, nako. We will gonna go. The top 10 five-word breakup.
Para akong nalasing doon.
Diba? Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag five word breakup. Thank you very much. It's still the top trending topic in the Philippines.
So kung Becky yung echo, de echos.
Echo.
Mail.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the morning rush, part 3.
The Morning Rush Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you to a man named Philip. The top 10 five-word breakup.
And thank you to everybody for still tweeting. We're still number one on Philippine Trends.
Thank
Hashtag
you.
Five-word breakup.
Yay. Okay, let's start off with Leify, ang rebound for basketball lang. And also...
I don't know if you guys know that you're each other's rebound. But even then, people do get hurt.
Okay nga kung you're both rebounding. What if it's just one?
Actually, that's true.
That hurts, eh.
Have you had a rebound?
No.
I think I have. At a very young age. Like I was mga 4.
Well, overnight.
I was mga 4.
Overnight rebound.
Overnight rebound. Did you rebound tawag dun eh?
Hindi. Iba tawag dun, Chico.
I've never had a rebound.
Yeah, me too.
I think I did. I don't know. It's...
Kasi you never think naman that
you're
going
to
be my rebound.
Yeah.
It's just that you're lonely, you're sad. So when you meet somebody, syempre you want to hook up.
And parang, at least my defense was I didn't know better because it was like right after my first girlfriend. So I was like,
you were young.
Oh, so parang I was like, oh, hey. I actually thought that like parang because I felt bad about losing the first girlfriend, I was like, maybe if I get another girlfriend, it'll just...
You'll feel better.
You'll feel so much better. Which I did naman, but then again, I never... expected it to fall short of what
That's true.
How long were you together with your first girlfriend?
A month and a half.
Wow.
Oh, but well, God, I was in love with her for like 4 years or something.
Wow.
Ay, ang weird kasi mas matagal pa yung pining for her
than
the actual relationship. Unless you were hanging out with her or she was in
She was just it's a very complicated story.
Okay.
Most of my girlfriends are really complicated.
Gina nun eh, yung complicated.
Sunod-sunod eh. I think I'm really attracted to like... Or maybe I was
really
attracted to like
up.
Really messed up... Was to really messed up people.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Was. So maybe. When did it change?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know eh. Kasi now parang I'm not naman attracted to anyone.
Oh, sige, kung hindi mo alam kung when, where?
Who?
In the general Philippine area.
Who, girl?
Who, girl?
Changed... Okay, so here we go. Let's do it.
Hey, can we just say hello to Jarrell who goes, he knows who I'm talking about. So, yes, you're right. What's up, Daddy?
Mr. Hall says, this is a weird breakup line. You wouldn't think this is a breakup line, but for some people, it is. Mr. Hall says, I'm pregnant. You're the dad.
But how is it?
Yeah, a lot of times...
A lot of people, you know they don't want a child. So the moment you get pregnant, it's as if they had nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Suddenly it's like, oh, I don't want you anymore. I'm not ready for this.
Yeah, because being with you, when a baby is on the way, spells much more than just being together in a relationship. There's co-parenting. There's a
everything.
Yeah. I mean, that's why people break up. It's funny because it should bring you together.
Exactly.
But sometimes it brings people apart.
Believe it or not, a lot of the time.
Right.
It actually tears people apart.
I remember my brother had told me the story. Well, you know, I was going through that. And he told me, whatever happens, you can't get out of each other's lives, even if you wanted to.
Yeah.
There's a child that you share together. You're locked in, you know? That's what it... Even if you don't get married, you will be forever together because of someone.
Even if you're not together. You'll be together.
You'll be together somehow.
Like, you can break up with a boyfriend and a girlfriend and never have to see
each other again.
Yeah.
But this one,
At the very least, during the graduation, wedding.
But sometimes naman, you can't really say that either because some people just run away.
Yeah. That's sad.
Yeah.
Chenong says, isang bala ka lang. Bang.
Pinatay. Pinatay.
Breakup, diba? Hindi naman murder.
Sobra naman yun. Fortunata de Coco says, I like men, not boys.
Well, there are some guys who are like that.
Yeah.
And it takes time to see them in action to know that they're not men. Yeah. They are boys.
That's why kailangan nga boy to man.
Sometimes naman, it's the other way around. Na parang, like, let's just say when you start dating, you think they're very boyish. But when you need it the most, they become men.
I agree. I totally agree.
Parang they're forged by the fire of a relationship.
Tapos biglang kakanta mo na siya ng, you're all the man that I need.
What is that song?
Whitney Houston.
Oh,
nga, mali nga yung tono. Alam ko nga. Kailan ba i-point out?
Because I know the song, but it doesn't sound...
Oh, how does it go?
I don't remember.
You're all the man
that I need.
Mashed Plutonium says, please give up. I did.
That hurts.
Ouch.
And especially when, like, let's just say, let's imagine being in a relationship where you're constantly fighting for it to, not fighting, like fighting,
but like fighting for it
to stay alive. And then little do you know,
the person you're with pala is like,
gave up na.
Tagal na. There's a song, Don't Give Up On Us, Babe.
We're still worth one more try.
Meron ding ano, Let's Not Wait Till the Water Runs Dry. We might watch our whole lives pass us by.
Ako. Fortunata
de... Parang nagiging emo, ah.
Di ba? Fortunata de Coco says, correction, I was your girlfriend.
Haha.
Wow.
Past tense.
Princess Lulu says, ang pangit, pangit, pangit mo.
Five words.
And that's enough to break up. Kasi parang pa sinabi ang kanil ganun.
Pangit mo.
in different levels.
Ivan Berlongan says, totoo nga, karinderya ka nga.
Bakit?
Bukas sa lahat ng gustong kumain. Yung parang you're available to everybody.
you're available to everybody.
Fortunata de Coco says, immaturity has its limits, bitch.
Ooh. Oh. Hey, I just, do you know that I realized the other day I hadn't watched 50 First Dates.
What? It's
I
so never, nice.
I know. I was crying at the end. Mm. You know when they're on the boat?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then she woke up to the video.
And I'm like, oh my God.
I have a confession to make.
What?
When we were in Beijing, me and Gino, while he was in the bathtub.
Do we want to know?
Oh no, what kind of a confession is this?
Yeah, you know, ignorance is bliss.
I cried.
What? Why?
I finished reading my book. It was so sad. It's what? About a dog.
Damn it, I would have totally videoed you crying.
I know, sabi ko, I was like, shoot, I hope Gino doesn't come out yet.
Tis,
I hope he's still soaking.
Why are you crying? Just come here.
That's pagkita mo. Why are you crying? I love you too. I was just finished reading a book. I knew that.
Sabi ko nga, I love you. Ano, I love
your book.
Joke. Peace.
And then kasi the book was so sad. Well, no, happy sad. Diba I always cry with the happy sad more than the sad?
Did the lead character die?
No, okay. Pero...
Okay.
Was it Marley and Me?
No. The Art of Racing in the Rain. You would love it. Because it's about the... most of the racing stuff just was over my head. It's about Formula One. The owner of the dog is a Formula One driver.
Mm-hmm.
And they took a lot of like life lessons from Formula One. And there's an art of racing in the rain.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, there's one way to drive. And there's and it's a different skill altogether to drive when the track
roads
is wet.
Are wet. Yeah, actually, that's one of the things that made Michael Schumacher who he is.
Yeah,
he could do it.
And they're always talking about like personalities.
He could drive through the rain.
And feeling like if you knew the personalities, you would appreciate it more.
Oh, really?
Because it was like, I like this guy more than this guy. And I'm like, ugh.
Actually, do you remember? Yeah, remember. Okay. It's been a while, but I remember dating a guy who I really fell out of love because of how he drove.
Okay.
And it wasn't so much about just the driving, but it seemed to speak about who he was. He never knew when he was wrong.
Okay.
And then he was like, alam mo yung... Hate na hate ko yung hindi buo yung loob mo behind the wheel.
Yeah, you're tentative.
You can't overtake.
Yeah.
You can't cross an intersection. But right. You're always like,
Do I go? Which just goes to show that he's like indecisive and whatever.
Yeah, and I remember the more he drove, the more I was like, oh gosh, I can't be with somebody like this.
Yeah.
Not because of anything, but it's like I need someone who knows
what he's supposed to do.
Who he is.
Who can take control of his life.
And I likened it to driving. But to me, I understood why.
Tapos now pala, no? He's like a race car driver.
You should read the book. The Art of Racing in the Rain. And the name of the dog is Enzo.
Enzo. Ang cute naman.
Enzo Ferrari.
Ferrari.
Hmm. You know, this is why I like... on the final season... Well, he came back, but in 2004... Was it 2004 or 2006? 2006. Michael Schumacher was supposed to retire.
Yeah.
So, on his last season... he could have been the champion for that year.
Yeah.
But then, you know, things weren't coming together.
Yeah.
But on the last race, he went back to the back of the grid 3 effing times.
Yeah.
And 3 times, he made his way to the front.
Mm.
And I'm like, that's the true heart of a racer. It doesn't matter if he's ever going to be in the top 3.
Mm.
He's going to finish he has a podium finish.
Yeah.
The heart of a racer means, I'm going to get to the front at... No matter what.
Yeah.
And I felt like, yeah, sayang, you didn't get the championship for the year that you were supposed to retire. But man, you showed everybody just what it is to be a racer.
Right.
When all the chips are down, everybody's telling you no way that you can go back to the front. And he kept doing it. He was relentless.
And you know, that's what they used a lot of metaphors in the book about racing.
Mm.
Like the rules in racing are also the rules that you can follow in life.
Yeah. Right.
And one of my favorite lines there is, your car goes where your eyes go.
So they
were saying drivers who always look at the wall because they're scared of hitting it.
Will hit the wall, yeah.
Because your eyes are there.
So, you know, like same thing with, like in life. If you're always thinking of, I might fail, you will. But if your eye is on victory, it's on the goal.
So if you're
you'll go there.
So with the research that you do at night, since you're constantly looking at that, is that where you're going to go also?
I'm in Los Angeles. I'll be in Los Angeles soon.
Okay.
Renting out a small flat with just a sofa and sheets.
I didn't get that reference. Really?
And I'm so happy I didn't get it.
Good for you.
Good for you.
I really want to give you a pat on the back.
Just when you think I'm the most bastos talaga, see, I'm not.
No, I know.
What? It's true naman.
You know why you
can't
relate to it? Because we only watch it. You...
And then, tsaka remember, iba-iba tayo ng peg. Sorry. Hindi tayo iba-iba ng peg. Iba-iba tayo ng categories.
Oh, nga, no? That's right.
You, there's a lot to choose
from. So what's your category?
What's your category, Chico?
Yun nga.
Ano yung keywords na dapat tinatype?
Ano ba yan? Kasi merong...
Ano ba? Ano
audition.
Ba?
Si Schumacher is a professional racer. Meron ba mga amateur...
Meron mga amateur racers.
Amateur.
Meron din.
Yes, you are mature.
Meron. Kanya-kanya lang yan eh.
Diba, let's put up this talent agency na so we can have a casting call.
Talk about DOM.
Last two.
What's so DOM-y about that?
Basta... a boy named Xander. Teka lang, masakit. Huwag pilitin.
Mm.
Yung relationship, yung pagmamahal.
Kasi wag na. Kumbaga parang nakakasakit na tong relationship na to. Let's not do it anymore.
Huwag mong pilitin kung hindi talaga.
Ilad Villanueva says, I love you hin mong masahista mo. And the top 5-word breakup.
Just to follow up on that one, I also read another one that just goes... 5-word big breakup. Babe, clean massage yun. Promise.
Clean massage.
Babe, clean massage yun. Promise.
5 words ba yun?
Babe, clean massage yun. Promise.
Pwede.
And the top 5-word breakup comes from Midnight Crease.
He says,
buy a CD. Yung Adele.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
It's like, I'm going to give you the soundtrack of what you're going to be listening to for the next couple of days.
Yes. All right. So there you go. The top 10 5-word breakup. If you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include #TheMorningRush and #5WordBreakup.
Can we just say good morning to Cess Cortera? She's tuned in. Hi, Cess.
Hi, good morning.
And also to Mox Racoma. Good morning. Quick, happy birthday as well to Ero Elicanal, also known as Almond. Happy birthday. Have a good one.
Mail. Fail. The Morning Rush.
Hello, good morning, guys. This is Del back again for another news update. Wow, I guess this comes on the heels of, you know, the success of Les Miserables.
And The Lion King.
And the like. Okay, a stage musical of the animated film Aladdin is riding a mark.
Lala.
Yes, baby, I'm doing the news. Yes, you're the baby. All right. Is riding a magic carpet to Broadway and the president of Disney Theatrical Productions.
Yes, baby. Yes, you're the baby. You're the baby. Baby, I'm doing the news.
Getting back. It promises to be a full length Big song musical with big dance numbers. Thomas Schumacher said in an interview that the final two act, Aladdin, will build on the 1992 film blockbuster with new songs by Alan Menken, additional characters, and appropriately some magic tricks.
Nice. And you know, it would be the second. Like, usually like Les Mis was Broadway first, then it became a movie.
Mm-hmm.
But with Lion King, just like now with Aladdin, it was movie first.
Yeah. Even then, Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, they did a Broadway already?
Yeah, I remember. It was, what's her face for a time? Toni Braxton?
Oh, right. But it was, I guess it was a flop?
Why do you attach that to Toni Braxton?
No, I mean, because
it's parang automatic. Oh, Toni Braxton.
No, because like Lion King is until now is still being shown.
Because remember, Human Again.
So wait,
is...
Lion King was a movie first?
Yes.
Really? I always thought that it was a play first.
No. And that's what was so fantastic about The Lion King. They were able to create this stage performance and like feast for the eyes that was like not seen in the movie. So the stage musical, the musical could offer something else.
And you know another one that they turned into a Broadway show, but not a lot of buzz. How to Train Your Dragon.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah. I saw pictures.
Oh, well, they came up with Spider-Man.
A life-size, like, dragon thing on stage.
She's toothless.
Okay, well, if you're a big fan of Aladdin, you will find it on stage. I just don't know how they're going to make the magic carpet ride.
Oh, well, that's easy.
Yeah.
Strings.
Broadway...
they're pretty good with that.
They did Spider-Man.
Remember, like, with Spider-Man.
Oh, but that
and,
was
like,
a
how,
glorious flop.
Wicked.
Wicked.
Yeah, Wicked.
How easily they flew.
Right. Well, there you go. That is the news, the third one today here on the show. We've got one more for you next hour. For now, it's The Morning Rush, live and airborne right now on Monster Radio RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush, Top 10. Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1. And here we go. We've got our Top 10 for today. Thank you to everyone for sending in entries. Five-word breakup is still the number one trending topic in the Philippines.
Thank you.
And The Morning Rush is at number five.
Okay, hello to Gachi, who says they also did Little Mermaid and Tarzan on Broadway. I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, maybe they didn't make as much buzz as, you know, The Lion King.
And Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
Yeah, not at all. All right, so here we go. We've got our top 10, courtesy of a man named Philip, the top 10 five-word breakup. Starting off with Iled Villanueva. Unfollow, block, log out, die.
Grabe naman. Unfollow, block, log out,
die. So pwedeng hyphen, no?
Log out.
It's one word na.
Lilo Boy says, ang dali kayang magbabay. Yeah.
I always found it difficult.
To say goodbye? Same here.
Me too. To whatever, kahit yung like... I remember even as a kid, yung aalis lang yung yaya, even if let's say, not particularly close to me, wala lang, basta meron nagbababay.
I know, I'm exactly the
affected.
Same. When Cooper's yaya left, last over the holidays, it was like so sad. Mm-hmm. So sad.
And even remember that we had the yaya that we had, like, I actually asked to leave because, you know, not good.
Yeah.
Even then. I still had it's a bit
but
sad.
I'm also the same in, like, you know, when you have a great stay at a resort.
Yeah.
That's more than
all the time.
All the time.
And then you're familiar
you're so
with
sad.
The, yeah, you're so sad. And then the waiters who's been serving you and entertaining you as well. But I'll never see these people again.
Of course you can. Go back to the resort.
But I know they were telling me that they also, because I wondered, I go, do you get affected when you like the guest and then they have to leave and say, that's the story of their life. Because some guests really find their way to their hearts. Maybe they're just so nice.
Yeah. But I'm sure.
Wow, iba naman yun.
Oo
nga,
no? Nga pala.
Nga pala, resort din yun
resort
eh.
Resort din yun.
Yeah, right there.
Pero take home ba? Take home.
to go.
Grabe.
What?
Del, you crossed the line.
Grabe, Del. Take home talaga.
No, what a choice
naman,
of words naman.
Ginawa naman ng official.
Offer lang naman, di ba?
Official, inofficial naman eh. So, okay, and
so pero official there are, na kayo.
But di ba, like, there are some people.
Wait.
Huh?
So official na kayo. Huh? Oh my God.
To close friends. To family and close friends. Okay, so.
Look, if looks could kill, he's killing me right now.
Patay ka na. Kanina kapag namatay.
Mm-hmm.
Mashed Plutonium says, langit ka, pero amoy lupa. Neil Yamata says, tumaas na ang standards ko.
Mm.
Cinnamon Cab says, ang ibon na sinasakal, kumakawala.
Mm. Yeah, when you smother...
So when you choke a bird.
Yeah.
You smother a bird.
When you smother a bird and you choke it.
With one hand. Ah, sabagay, pwede yung two hands.
Oh, when you choke it, it what's the...
Pwede ba? Have you tried?
Feeling naman ito.
Ito ang tunog ng nagpipigil. No, yeah.
Feeling. Press release. Hindi, there are big birds eh. So choking them would entail you.
Imagine an ostrich. Obviously, you'd need more than two hands.
Ay, actually, hindi rin. Ang liit ng neck nun eh.
Mahaba nga, payat naman.
Hindi naman eh. Hindi naman like on the same level eh. Like pwedeng one hand higher than the other.
Ganun ba?
Pwede naman ganun eh.
Ah, okay.
Ganun ba?
It's a little redundant.
Hindi naman.
Okay. So parang ano... Okay, never mind.
Wag na. Let it go, Gino Boy. And also, from Mashed Plutonium. Hello, American ka ba? Ha? Okay, split na tayo.
And, I find it funny.
It's not!
Ilad Villanueva says, mabuti pa bacteria, may culture.
Ikaw wala.
Mashed Plutonium says, you suck. But not well. Yung may sakit ka, you're sick.
Uh-huh.
Diba? You suck. Panis ka. Tapos may sakit ka pa. Diba? But not well. Diba? So parang
ambaduy mo. Tapos, hindi.
Sige, tulungan mo nga tumuwid to.
Akayin mo. You suck, diba? So, you suck. But not well. Hindi lang nagkasa yung you're not well.
Oh, okay.
What parang, he was trying to say is parang wala kang kwentang tao tapos
ka
may sakit
okay.
ka pa.
Oh, may sakit ka pa. Mm. Lagi kang may lagnat, lagi kang may sipon. So you suck, but not well. Tapos kakanta siya, I'm just crazy, I'm just a little unwell. Diba?
I'm not crazy,
I'm just a little unwell. Pangalan niya Manuel.
A little Manuel. Little Manuel.
He's a little Mexican dude.
Si Little Manuel ba, ano? Ang nickname Manoy?
Huh?
Manuel, di ba?
Oh, I guess. Pwede naman.
Pwede naman. Di ba si Manoy?
Si Handy Manny.
Oh,
there's a cartoon. Handy Manny.
Handy Manny?
Huh? Yeah. He is a carpenter. He's a handyman. He goes around with his tools.
Holding his tool.
Yeah.
Oh, kasi he's a handyman eh.
Oh, tapos he helps mga old ladies. Mga ganun. Para sa tubero. No, because he's a handyman, so he fixes pipes.
Oh, ito, question ko. Di ba sabi nila, carpentry. Di ba sabi nila yung mga tubero, you know?
Ano?
Parang ano? May maraming mga serbisyo, di ba?
Oo.
Oh. Serbisyong pampubliko.
Hindi, serbisyong totoo.
Pero how come I've seen one, nakalagay talaga, like, tubero, tapos electrician, ganyan, in one paper. Parang all the... Baka naman genuine
baka,
yun.
Baka lahat pinapatulan niya.
Hindi. Genuine naman talaga yun eh. Makakahanap ka lang ng mga, you know...
But sabi nila, hindi. Talaga, it's, you know... Kasi ito nakalagay parang tubero, electrician, whatever. Basta yung very specific
hindi, kasi
yung...
parang kunwari, baka ano, lahat nga ng types of jobs, pinapatulan niya.
So may code rin yun? Pag nakalagay
hindi,
electrician?
Kasi handyman siya eh. Hindi lang siya tubero, electrician din siya. Quote-unquote. Quote-unquote. Tagalinis din siya ng bahay or something.
I think let's assume na lahat ng tubero totoo. Talagang tubero.
Subukan natin. So social experiment.
Alam ko na, that's our next portion.
What? Invite
tatawagan natin lahat ng mga tubero numbers.
Let's collect tubero numbers.
Tapos, sige. Tatawakin natin on the show. Mm. Tapos, we will judge if they really are tuberos or not.
Oh my gosh.
By how they take the call.
Tapos, pagtawag pa lang, no? You want me to clean your pipes? Mm. Kasi tuberos eh.
I got my wrench, you wench. Diba? Pwede yun. And the speaking of tools, and the top five-word breakup comes from Binatang Daddy.
He says,
Martilyo ako. Ikaw.
Wag na.
Ano? Ikaw ano?
Oh my gosh.
Pok.
Martilyo ako.
Ako. Ikaw. Pok.
Ha? Hindi kasi ano yung sound eh.
Wang. Ikaw pok. Wang. Martilyo ako. Ikaw pok. Wang. Matilyo ako, ikaw po, Kwang.
Hindi ba four words lang
hindi, yun? Hindi, dito kasi nakahiwalay eh. Yung two syllables eh.
Ano yung two syllables?
Kasi nga, pok, exclamation point. Wang, exclamation point.
Ano, ano?
Pok, wang.
Hindi, pok, tapos ano?
Pok na wang. Ay!
In exclamation point mo pa,
ha? Ay! Kasi si Deli!
I know!
Ikaw sabi ng pokwang eh!
Eh, ba't ka sumunod?
Oo nga. Ba't mo hiniwalay?
Ba't mo hiniwalay?
Eh, all for one, one for all. Ay, nako.
Ay.
Okay. There you go. The top 10 five-word breakup.
Solo words. Some words combined are okay.
Some other words.
Broken in half. No, no, no.
Ay, nako. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Make sure you include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag five word breakup.
According to Dr. Delectable, he goes, those Tubera numbers are actually legit plumbers.
Yo,
see?
That's what I mean.
Pero with asking the right questions, you get other services.
But alam niya, no?
I don't know.
Ako. Wow.
Aso talagang they're plumbers.
I wonder what the right questions
are. Pero ba't ang daming plumbers?
Yun ang nga
eh. Ever since that time, nakikita ko ang dami na talagang...
Hindi, kasi ang dami rin talagang sira.
Ang daming tulo. Parang ang daming may tulo. Marami kasi may tulo.
Hindi ba? Hindi ata tubero kailangan.
Doktor!
Ay, nako.
Okay.
Okay.
Alright, there you go.
Yeah.
Did you wrap it up?
I think I did.
You think you did?
I think
you're
I
not
did.
Sure.
Yeah, he did.
Okay, go.
All right, let's talk about a deal.
Okay.
A deal? You come out rolling in the deep. A deal.
Let's talk about the Greenwich Ultimate Pizza deal.
Oh, I know this.
If you're throwing a party, this
alam ko na mag-invite tayo ng maraming tubero tapos magpa-pizza party tayo. 'Di ba? I'm sure gutom din sila.
Kaya ka nagjijismis eh.
Bakit? Ayaw mo ba? It's like charity. You're like feeding them. Diba?
Charity? They don't need charity.
No,
they
no.
Work.
Pero wala lang. It's like, wala. You feed your friends or whatever. Isn't that charitable? Oh. It's with Chori, just a clarification.
Chori.
Chori. What mal?
Pag ano ba?
Ikaw dapat ang magsabi. Oy. Kasi ang pangit pag galing sa akin. Mas bagay pag si Chico.
It's Chori.
Chori.
No.
Charitable. Chori.
Oo na, perfect ka na.
Sana ka din nalawa pa niya eh. Chori. Chari. Kasi
diba daw,
chari.
Okay, wait. No. Seriously. When if it's charitable work, or not even charitable work, if you're doing an act of charity, does it only apply to people who really need it? Like, let's just say, kunwari, kayo. Nilibre ko kayo. Is that charitable? Or no? Because you have your own money anyway. Do you get what I'm trying to ask?
Yeah.
Treat lang yun. It's not a charitable act. You just treated us.
So what defines charity?
I think helping people who need help and they're not your friends. Kasi you treat us because we're your friends.
Mm.
But if you treated some...
Oh,
like,
but like, let's just say with the tuberos.
The less fortunate.
No.
Bakit tayo pumabalik sa tubero?
Kasi yung pinag-usapan natin kanina.
Ano ba?
The tuberos,
gusto ka bang aminin?
They're not my friends. I mean, I don't know them, but I'm giving them free food. Is that charitable?
If you give them free food, yes, it's charity.
Oh. It is charity, nga.
Mm-hmm.
Diba?
Hindi kasi akala ko like, kunyari, if they're your friends, tapos nag-ano ka, treat pa rin yun.
Hindi ko nga sila friends. As in, random people na tinawagan ko.
kasi yung number nila nasa poste.
Eh, pero babayaran mo ba sila?
I guess, oh.
Oh, hindi yung charity. Binayaran mo eh. I mean, they gave you services.
Oo, may kapalit mo. Eh.
Ang charity walang kapalit.
Okay, full of love for and goodwill toward others.
Oh,
liberal in benefactions to the needy. Merciful or kind in judging others.
Paano kung emotionally needy?
O, di lahat charitable act towards me.
Si Chico. Oh. Si Chico yun eh. Yung ano, needy. Ay, hindi ba?
Eh, pero mabalik tayo.
Ay, no, lumalayo tayo.
Kung meron ka 499 pesos, you can get a Barkada Thick Greenwich Ultimate Special plus a Barkada Thick Pepperoni Classic delivered to your doorstep.
Oh, di ba? It's so easy lang. You just call 555-55 or 55555.
Or 55.
Mm. We got that part.
So what kind of pizzas do they get?
Barkada Thick Greenwich Ultimate Special plus a Barkada Thick Pepperoni Classic just for 499 pesos.
Now you have to get it now because the promo is until March 31, 2013 only. That's Perdita NCR permit number 9901 series of 2012.
This is RX 93.1.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush, part 4.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush, top 10.
Morning Rush, top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Let's just say hello to Cookie.
Hi,
hello,
Cookie.
Cookie. Hello,
Cookie.
Yum, 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 yum.
No, 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 no.
Hey.
Okay.
Awkward.
Awkward. Aka awkward.
That's a little awkward.
Okay. We've got our top 10 for today. We are looking for...
Looking
for the top 10 five-word breakup. Thank you, guys. It's still the top trending topic in the Philippines.
Galing.
The Morning Rush, well, it went down, but at least it's still in the top 10. It's now number 7.
Oh, so now, top and bottom na tayo.
What? Hindi pa naman bottom, 7.
Hindi pala. Ang
tanong, sino?
Yung Morning Rush yung bottom. Yung top, ano...
yung five-word
breakup. Ah.
Yun ang ating trending topic eh. Double T, di ba? Trending topic.
Uh-oh.
And here we go. Let's start it off with Kina Gonzalez. My name is not Allison.
Brie?
Oh.
Ah, wala lang. Like random.
Like, you said the wrong name.
How uncommon naman, Allison? Di ba? Parang how many Allisons do you know? Alam ko, Abenson.
Ako mga 38. 38
na Allison. Talaga, ha?
For real? Why?
No.
I was being sarcastic.
Ah, okay.
Wow, ang daming Allison. Allison Reyes, Allison alam Santos, mo, Allison.
Alam mo talaga, sarcasm only works on the smart.
You little... Wow, ha? Tandaan mo kung sino hawak-hawak ko, ha?
Where did that come from?
Honestly, ha? Wait, let me explain
you
to
you. Little...
At saka maganda dyan, she wasn't even trying to slam you.
No.
She was so serious.
Dad, look at that evil person.
Don't say that to my son.
I have your son in my hands. Remember this when you're saying something bad.
Hindi. I wasn't referring to you as not so smart. I'm just saying sarcasm would really fail.
Yes.
Sige na nga, never mind.
Go ahead. What else do you want to say?
I'm just digging my own grave. Never yes, mind. You are. Never mind.
Grabe, no? Okay, here we go.
Alam mo yung feeling mo na hindi ka bitch, yung pala oo.
Matagal ko nang alam yun.
Oh my God, it's Sarah.
What is she doing here?
Why are you so early? I know why you're early. Well, because Cooper's here, so...
Because of you.
Because of us?
Why are you here, weirdo?
weirdo talaga.
Did we really need another weirdo in the morning?
You can never have too many.
I know, right?
Oh my gosh. It's a fully packed booth. Black Chopal says the name. What?
Hello?
Hello?
Okay. Kunyari yung name nung ano, Delamar. Delamar changed her relationship status on Facebook.
I
What?
I remember something eh.
What? What do you remember?
I remember parang, you know how sometimes people just disappear from your social network? Galing eh. Parang, I was just like, I was looking for somebody. Tapos I was like, ooh, where did this person go? Parang inisip ko, binlock kaya ako nito? In-unfriend kaya ako nito? Wala naman akong ginawa.
Ano yan? Dinis-engage?
Deactivate.
Deactivate. And also, from Kiko Man Machine, Wham Bam, Thank You Ma'am.
Oh yeah.
For some, that's how it feels like. Yung parang, wow.
They got what they wanted and now they're gone.
Diba? Parang, that's it.
Pero alam mo, if a guy or a girl feels that way about you, good riddance.
Yeah.
Talaga, yeah. You dodged a bullet. Mm-hmm. Diba?
Black Chopaw says, ooh, break na tayo.
Oh. Ay, humuling hirit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ay, parang amazement. Eh, parang, ooh, break na tayo. Parang amazed ka muna na, ooh, break na tayo.
Ugly Kid Joey says, the tribe has spoken. Goodbye.
Wow. Making a TV show out of your life.
Or yung parang ano, yung like everyone, me included.
My friends.
But my friends,
me,
my family. The tribe has spoken.
My new boyfriend.
And I'm part of that.
Kaya pala, my new boyfriend.
See? What? Boyfriend talaga, hindi girlfriend.
Eh, that's coming from a girl's perspective, diba?
No, it's a guy.
Ah, sabi ko nga. Default eh.
It's a guy.
Bakit yun ang default mo?
I don't know. Okay.
Mad Mutt Mark says, lesbian ka daw. Prove it. Parang nag-enjoy siya.
Tsaka kasi lalaki, they don't lose anything.
Lesbianist.
And the top 5-word breakup comes from Young Indy.
He says,
pack your things and leave.
Pack your things.
Yeah, kaya nga. Pack your things and leave.
Oh my God, you're getting too brave.
Why? Mm-hmm. Pack your things and leave. Pack your things and leave.
Oo, tapos ano eh, nagte-text siya. Yun yung breakup niya. So medyo sinorten niya lang.
Oh.
So, pack.
Your things and
your
leave.
Your things and leave. Oh. You know how sometimes you shorten your with you are. Mga ganun. Mm.
Diba?
So, year.
Come year. Come
things and leave.
Pack you and are and things leave. And leave.
Pack you are things.
And leave. Diba? So the top 10.
Is the archive yan?
Mm.
Sis.
The top 10 5-word breakup. Key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Make sure you include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag 5-word breakup.
Mail. Fail. The Morning Rush.
All right, guys, time for the final news update here on The Morning Rush. My name is Del. One of music's biggest stars will be performing on Hollywood's Biggest Nights.
Mean.
Hoy, oh, ikaw, when I say big, I mean talent.
Okay.
Grabe. Adele. Adele will perform the Oscar-nominated theme song from the latest James Bond movie at the 85th Academy Awards. That's the announcement made last Wednesday. The singer will perform Skyfall, written by the singer and Paul Epworth. The Oscar performance will be the first time she will have performed Skyfall anywhere live.
Wow.
And will also mark her first U.S. television performance since the Grammys last year.
Because, you know, she
is such a diva.
Yeah, she got sick then. Remember?
Yeah, she got sick. Yeah. But, I mean, diva not because she's behaving badly, but something about her just comes together. It's like,
people love her. I love her so much.
You know, I'm looking at the picture right now of Adele singing. And normally, if it's a lesser talent, you'd feel awkward. You know when they capture them in pictures with her mouths open in mid-song. Sometimes it's not nice.
Yeah.
But with her, it's like, she's like a portrait.
Yeah.
She's like a Renaissance woman.
Yeah, she is.
Yung medyo chubs.
Chubs, pero ang ganda.
Pero ang ganda.
Ang ganda ng face talaga.
Love for her the way I did when Amy Winehouse was alive. That British.
Kala ko, you had the same love for her the way you love me.
Sama kay pareho.
Ano, pareho kaming mataba. Ha? Ha? Tuloy mo na!
Oh my God. He is on a roll.
I was gonna say, pareho kayong talented in singing.
Whatever.
Don't try to pull a quick one on me, Delamar.
Delamar. Hindi, pero she was so pitch perfect. Like the
golden
her
boat.
Dating.
Yeah.
The way she was serious and not serious at the same time.
And I loved how
she. Hindi siya nagpapakool.
Yeah.
Yung parang she's
she didn't
just
succumb
cool.
to the pressure of being with Hollywood. She was just herself.
Yeah.
And she wasn't too impressed, but she knew the importance of winning that award.
And she goes, "I'd like to thank the foreign press,
Hollywood,
the Hollywood foreign press." I'm like, I've always wanted to say that, but other people have said it, but it seems trite.
Mm.
When she says
her,
it seems fresh.
You believe it.
It's
right?
Like, wow, I just love
no,
her so much.
Also because, you know, she was with a friend at the awards, and then she was like, you know, they're getting sloshed,
mm-hmm.
and she didn't take herself too seriously.
Yeah, we were pissing ourselves laughing the whole mm-hmm. time.
The whole time.
I just love her. And the accent.
The accent, yeah.
Hey, wow. You mean this accent.
Hey, humabalag
yung baba. Tsaka yung dila.
Parang The Godfather na medyo may pagkabaliw.
British accent. Not quite.
Go to the mattresses.
Well, you know, she will be performing during the Oscars and I can't wait.
I can't wait for 22.
Kasi 21?
Eh, ano ba yung... Di ba laging numbers yun? Hindi ba parang... Di ba 19? Tapos 20? Age ba niya? Age ba niya?
I don't know. I guess.
Not waistline.
Oh! Pero, 19 and 21.
Is the age that she released her album?
Maybe, because she's 23
Because it's all
now.
Numbers, eh.
She's 23, yeah. 19 and 21.
Oh, there you go. So when she releases something,
maybe either 23
year.
Or if she had a birthday, she's 24.
Napaka-creative niya, no?
No, because remember Chicago? Chicago would always be the number of the album. Like, pang ilang album na nila.
No, really?
Mm. Yeah.
So just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
All Chicago albums are numbers. Roman numerals.
Mm.
So, you know, it's like, so don't go, "Hi, Chicago, Iv."
Iv.
Ivy.
That's like Chicago 4. Okay.
Iv. All right, we'll watch for her. Yeah.
Love Adele. Love her.
And for some reason, everybody has the same deference to her, although she's new.
Yeah.
Mm. That is the news, the last one today here on the show. You got the final, what?
Gulat. That is the last one already.
I know. Like, right. Time flew by today. Why? Because we were having fun?
Maybe.
Parang hindi obvious.
Oh, parang puro lait lang naman naabot ko ngayon.
Hoy, it's your day today.
From you.
Hoy, but other days, it's my turn.
No, of course not. It's always me. I'm always the kawawa one.
Lait is like milk in French.
Yeah.
Well, how is it pronounced? Not lait.
Lait.
Lait. Are you getting...
Were you milk?
Were you milk today? If you're talking to a cow. If you're talking to a cow. Were you milk today?
I got milk today.
Yes, many times.
I got...
Oh, the words you wish you could say. All right, this is the final 36 minutes left here on The Morning Rush. C, D, and G for you here on Monster Radio RX 93.1. La 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 la.
The Morning Rush Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 5-word breakup. Thank you to a man named Philip. And thank you to everybody. It's still the top trending topic in the Philippines.
The top trending topic.
Triple T.
3T. It's like that Michael Jackson pamangkin boy band of the 90s.
Ah, nga no,
3T.
3Ts. Paano kung nag-solo career yung isa?
Oh, tapos dalawa na lang yung natira.
Oo.
Nag-splinter sila to a solo act tsaka a duo.
Duo.
E di 2T.
Mm.
Tapos puro ipin sila. 2T.
2T.
How wow.
Wow.
Ay,
and The Morning Rush is back at number 5. So thank you.
Nice.
Alright, so let's start off with Ayo Umamin. Sorry. You know I tried. That sounds real.
Oh, wait, sorry. Apparently, according to Cryptoverbalist, one of them did go solo. One of the 3T guys. His name was Todd Jackson. Ah, so lahat sila letter T, kaya 3T.
Kaya nga.
Okay, sorry.
That's not exactly...
A what? Babatoy na kita ng stuffed dragon.
Ayun na naman siya. Matias.
Ito, kanina pa to.
Kanina pa
siya. You're on a roll today. Oh, what is up?
Hindi kasi ako nakatulog
kagad. Parang walang edit po. Pero at least now you know what she
what
really
thinks.
I don't think that, huh?
Yeah.
I don't think
that. You just
that.
Feel it.
No, I don't think that at all.
Yeah.
Why do I sense disbelief in Chico's voice?
Hindi, ito
naman eh. Kaya nga.
Alam mo, ikaw.
Diba? Ito eh.
It's him, don't trust.
It's him eh. It's, oh, it's, oh, eh. He's the one who's making me doubt you.
Oh, see?
So, ngayon kasalanan ko pa.
Oo. Oh, oh.
Grabe tong group
Wait,
na to.
Wait, what do you doubt?
Huh?
What do you doubt?
Hindi na niya alam what
you're
talking about.
Again. My point.
I was doubting the sincerity of what you just said.
Yon.
And I used a big word.
Okay.
Sincerity.
Which one?
Sincerity. Oh, that's four syllables.
I doubt the sincerity of what you said. See, I used a big word. What was your big word?
Said.
Yung pala yung big word.
Yung big word niya.
Matias Uy says, I love you no longer.
Oh.
Parang Yoda.
Diba?
I love you no longer.
Yeah.
Because the more normal way of saying it, I no longer love you.
Ivan Berlongan says, wow, may ruleta ng excuses.
Nux.
Parang hindi ka nauubusan ng excuses.
There's a fallback answer for everything.
Diba? I'm not John Lloyd says, I am done being hurt.
Pero I think that's true. Especially if the relationship is a little
destructive.
Like, tapos at some point, magsasawa ka naman talaga eh.
Kasi minsan naman masarap pag masakit. Minsan. No, because it makes you feel alive. You know that feeling na parang, I personally know a couple of couples that they really try to get into a fight every now and then.
Try? Kasi,
would you want that?
Because it's so monotonous na parang
kasi
they get along too well.
Effortless eh. You can get into a fight with me at every turn.
Yeah, I know.
But that's so nice.
It's only nice if you don't go through it. Because imagine not having an argument with somebody at all. Imagine how monotonous that would be.
I don't like that.
No, because imagine, the three of us. If we didn't argue, if we didn't bicker, if we didn't bitch at everybody all the time, we would be so boring.
Or we would be normal people. It's the weird ones that are on the radio.
Exactly. Hello, case in point.
Gee, thanks. Ilona Banana
How weird can you get?
Pero siya hindi siya ako talaga yung ina-up eh. You don't do that.
Oh, of course he does.
Well, sometimes.
Only
pero,
to mimic you.
Only to mimic you.
Si mimimik mo rin siya.
Talaga mag-ano, no? Hindi, pero totoo.
He does kaya.
Yeah, but he's always like, pang-asar sa'yo.
No, because he knows naman talaga that he's one of the meaner ones in the show.
Kasi ako, oo siya talaga.
No, now it's more of like a toss-up between you and Chico.
Hello.
Talaga, in-exclude mo sa
hindi, kasi
mo.
Oo naman.
Hindi, tama yung sinabi mo. You're one of the meaner on the show. Yeah, kasi kong
meanest.
No,
I
of
agree.
Course not. I am not the
I
meanest
agree.
At all.
Yung second place, toss-up na sa amin ni Dave.
You know, you can ask Fran, whoever it is that I boarded with before.
Actually, you can ask anyone. You're the meanest.
Of course not. I am one of the most genuinely nice people.
Genuinely awful.
What?
Ooh. Hindi naman awful. Mean.
Tignan nyo. Tignan nyo. Tapos nagtatag team pa kayo just because you guys were like together for like what? 16 years?
No.
Hindi.
It's a statement of fact. It's not
not true.
Kasi ako kahit kanino lang kumakampi ako. Basta hindi ako. Basta hindi ako.
Malimbing talaga.
Malimbing. Pwede ka sa politics.
Hey, were you guys watching yesterday?
What?
Oh my gosh.
No. What?
Our senators. If you could put a title to yesterday's Senate hearing, it would have been like, what do you call that?
The Enrile Cayetano?
Yeah, senators behaving badly. Yeah. Sobra.
Ilona Banana says, don't wanna be a murderer.
That's very, it's Rihanna.
Rihanna.
Yeah.
I don't wanna be
a murderer. I always found that song weird.
Yeah.
Weird yung cadence.
Cadence, but the things to say. Do you say that to a guy that you were with?
No, because, I see you. What, if you listen to the song, what the song is trying to say is that every time she walks out the door, the guy knows that she is cheating on him. So it kills him a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. So I don't want to be a murderer.
I don't
want
to be a murderer.
Because
I don't
want to
kill
way,
you
yeah.
slowly. You know what I mean?
I don't want to kill you more.
Kill you more. Kill you more.
Kill you more.
Dao Mingza says, act your age and status.
Para act your wage.
Pwedeng status in that sense. Pwedeng status na like
married.
Single.
Na single ka, married ka. Oh.
Elb says, it's not you, it's her. Ellis Dominique says, change your status. Ayan, single. Accent Preacher says, teh, gusto ko na magladlad.
There you go. Yep. There you go.
Dao Mingza says, I changed plans. You're out.
Ouch.
It's weird, no? Na gumagawa ka ng sarili mong plans.
Without
outside
that other,
of
yeah.
the person that you're with. That's awful.
And parang you'd like to think that no matter what your plan is, if you're in a relationship, they
kasama
should be...
Pa rin sila.
Oh, kasama
I just
pa rin
find it
somehow.
So cold. It's yeah. cold-hearted.
Even plans for yourself.
It's yeah. almost as cold-hearted yung... as you.
Bumalik na naman tayo doon. I'm trying to bring it
pero almost yeah. lang.
Sandali, ano, away na ulit.
Ambo Clarek says, offered you forever, you said never. Arubin says, chupi, 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 chupi.
Buti na lang, hindi siya nag-go through the vowels.
Ay,
no.
Oh. No.
Kasi there are five vowels.
Okay, so, ano? A, E, I, O, U.
Chupi.
Chupi. Chupi.
Chupu.
Chupo. Chupu. What's the other one?
Hindi ko na maalala eh.
Ako rin eh.
Ron Mojaco says, ILY, that's one word.
I love you.
Means I'm leaving you.
Oh.
Oh, that's messed up.
Wow, it's the same every time, letters.
No, but some people do it that way. Yeah. I love you. Goodbye. Diba the Celine Dion?
Yes.
I love you. Goodbye.
Keiko Bilio says, don't say sorry. Just go. And
besides, if you're leaving someone, what does a sorry even cover? Nothing.
Unless na lang, I'm dying. Sorry.
Ah, that kind of goodbye. Uh-oh.
And the top, and the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 five-word breakup comes from L. Sommerhalder.
L. Sommerhalder says.
It's actually momol.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Five words yun eh. Mm-hmm. Move on lang. So just move on without me. Go yeah. ahead.
You have my permission.
Or let's go on, both girl. Move on. Wow. I really love that song.
Diba? Parang it's
super,
like,
go on, girl.
Please don't worry about me, I'm fine. But I always get mixed up with that because singing that, I think you're still affected by it.
Yeah, no, it's really it's a fake thing. Mm. He's just saying that I'm not, you
please
know,
don't worry about
it's
me.
The bluster of the
always
of
gonna
the
make always.
But obviously, he's suffering.
Only gonna be the fool one time. Trust me when I say that I'll be okay. Go on, girl. Go on.
Diba?
But even the way he sings it yeah. is like.
Tsaka parang may fake yabang siya.
Oh, na parang whatever. Yeah. I'm okay.
Just
pero
you
deep
off,
down inside,
yeah.
you're crying.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, ang galing talaga sumulat ni Neo, no?
Yeah.
He's a really different, a guy who thinks of things to write about in a different way,
yeah.
like Miss Independent. I mean, he just has a different style of writing than everybody else. And I love that a lot of the times the things he writes about
mm-hmm.
sakto sa girls.
Alam mo
yun, but he yeah. knows the psyche of girls.
He knows the psyche of the girls.
Alam mo ba yung last name niya?
No.
Zep.
Neo Zep.
What?
Pwede rin Giber.
Neo Giber. Actually, G lang. G. G.
Neog.
Neog. Neog. Neo G.
Neo G. Kapatid ni Kenny.
Ni Kenny.
Ni Kenny G.
Diba? Ang ganda. What?
Ala! Ala, natatawa lang ako.
So, yun.
What can't I? Actually, I'm running a DLJ in my head.
Hala, ayan na.
Ayoko, hindi ko talaga sasabihin. Kahit pilitin niyo ako.
Go, then.
No,
come on.
Ayoko. Ah, this always ano? Happens.
Diba si, ano? Si,
I will ano? Stick to my
si
gun.
Neo G.
Neo G.
Si Kenny G.
Si Kenny G. Napinsan ni G-ton.
G.
Oh, pwede rin yun.
Yun na yung sasabihin ko eh. Oh my gosh, we're thinking the same thing.
I know, right? Are you diba? Thinking what I'm thinking now?
Ay, tsaka si Con.
Con G.
Okay. Ay, tsaka si How.
Oh,
OMG Awards.
Winner is The Morning Rush with Chico, Delamar, Gino. Best radio show. OMG Awards. RX 93.1.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush.
Top 10. Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monts Radio RX 93.1.
Hey, what's up to Bella Padilla? She's tuned in.
Hello,
good morning.
Bella.
I wonder if she's on the way home or
on the way
she's
to
on
taping?
The way to work or something. So hello.
Hello there. Beautiful.
Beautiful
siya
one.
Yung technically you can call her beautiful kasi that's the translation of her name.
Bella.
So kung siya pwede natin tawagin beautiful, ikaw, anong pwede namin itawag sa'yo?
What?
Fea.
Bella.
Don't say that.
At least in Cebu, don't.
Why? Di ba parang diba? Bleh?
No. Here it diba? Means that. But in Cebu,
diba he said it means you know the hoo-ha? Mm.
Ah, really?
Yeah. Yes.
Mm. Ah, okay.
Well, we can call you that too.
What? Hindi, pero di ba in Tagalog, that just means yung
yeah, bleh. Bleh.
Mm. Diba parang, ah, Bella at buti nga. Di ba parang ganun.
Pero di ba Bella and Fea?
Betty La Fea yun eh.
Yeah.
Hindi, Fea
it's
means...
It's opposite.
Yeah. Fea means ugly.
Ugly Betty.
Ah, oh really?
Yeah,
ugly
in Spanish.
Betty La Fea.
So,
in,
ah, Fea.
They Fea.
So we can call him
there.
Fea. No, you were the one who... Del said kanina, we can call you Fea eh. I mean, that's what I wanted to get at, but I didn't actually say it.
Ay, nako.
Alam mo, si Gracia tawa siya ng tawa dun sa Neozep mo.
Oh, bakit?
Wala lang. She's like, laughing her heart off.
Bella said, hello, gorgeous ones.
Nox.
So obviously, that only entails...
Grabe.
Oh, tina mo? Tapos
what?
Ipipilit niya.
Bumabawi ako.
Alam mo, that's too much.
Sus. Ito na, you've crossed the line. You've crossed the line.
Masyado ka eh. Parang wala kang ano, wala kang puso.
Ikaw rin naman, di ba? Matagal nang nawala.
Kasi kinuha mo.
Mm.
Kasi ninakaw mo.
Tapos nilagay ko sa aking jar of hearts.
Oh, we didn't play it!
Ay, nako. Play it now.
Fail. Fail DJ.
DJ fail.
Ang babait nyo.
Okay, so here we go. Let's go.
Okay.
Hello to Yogan.
Hi.
The top 10 5-word breakup. Thank you to a man named Philip for this.
Hello to Princess Jell, locked in since earlier. That's coming from Bababababambin.
Black Shopaw says, break na tayo. Happy birthday.
That happened to my friend.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Oh, grabe kawawa yung friend ko na yun.
Grabe.
Umiyak siya during birthday niya.
Friend ba talaga?
Oo, tapos nung anniversary din nila, nakipag-break din sa kanya. Grabe,
ay,
no?
Nangyari din sa akin yan. Tsaka, tatlong taon palagi sa anniversary.
Diba, parang gusto ko sabihin na lang na dun sa friend ko, ah. Na parang, ba't di mo na lang timing na lahat ng holiday?
Lahat ng masayang araw.
New Year, birthday, anniversary, lahat na. Valentine's Day, breakan mo. Para masaya.
Tsaka para makatipid ka sa regalo.
Camilo says, sing on my own na.
Oh.
On my own. Diba? Pretending he's beside me. All alone. Hindi ko na alam ang lyrics.
Thank God. And,
really? How come you don't know that song? You're the
lyrics
guy.
Because it's a girl song.
Yeah, but you know all the other girl songs. It's not like that ever.
And because
stopped
you know why?
You?
During my theater days, everybody sang it as an audition piece. So kind of a lot of people were like, parang, oh, gas na.
That's true.
So parang nobody wanted to memorize that song. Nobody wanted to listen to that song outside of auditions.
Everyone sang
because everybody
it.
Sang it anyway. So
that's true.
When I auditioned for a play, everybody sang On My Own. I was the only one who sang Don't Cry For Me, Argentina.
Next.
Diba? You were the only exception.
Siguro ko ako nag-audition kakantahin ko.
I don't know how to love him.
Pero medyo awkward.
What to do? How to move him? I've been changed.
Tingnan nyo, pag ako yung kumakanta, nilalait nyo ako. Pero pag kayong dalawa na yung dire-diretso,
hindi ka naman nilalait
eh.
Alam ko nilalait nyo ako sa utak ninyo.
Paranoid much?
Grabe. Praningers-y.
I'm sorry. Yung face. Ay, nako.
Grabe, praningers-y.
Hey.
Okay, and from Jingness.
Sorry, si Bella was like, when I auditioned for a play, I was the only one who couldn't sing.
Mas mahirap.
Mas mahirap yun.
Mahirap gawin yun. Jingna says, sadly, our forever ends here.
Mm.
Olivia says, you're a lapse of judgment. In judgment.
Huh?
You're a lapse in judgment.
Ah, you were a lapse in judgment, mm-hmm. though.
Axe Philippine says, laban, laban.
Bawe, bawe, bawe. Laban, laban.
Ito to.
Oh, bawe, bawe.
So, kailangan may cadence siya.
Laban, laban. Oh, bawe, bawe. 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 Tsaka pataas ng pataas.
Oh my gosh. What was that?
Oh my gosh.
Parang masyado tayo nag-enjoy.
Sex bomb girls.
I know, right? Shane says,
now we know our true calling.
I had a sex change.
Oh.
Oh.
That's a 5-word breakup it is.
Ed Kalaykay says, maluwag na ang tornilyo mo.
So kulang-kulang ka.
Kulang-kulang ka na.
Kulang-kulang ka na.
And Astrid says, it's not you. It's F you. And the top 5-word breakup comes from Fishmark.
Fishmark says,
puro period, wala nang comma.
Huh?
Wala nang comma.
How is that a, ano, how is that a
kasi parang lahat patapos. Parang ikaw lagi ang final word. Puro period.
Mm.
Diba? Wala nang comma.
Mm.
Kasi parang, dapat comma, parang you let the other person talk then. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Alam mo si Chico para ano kunyari galit.
Uh-oh.
Ano ano? Ay,
para hindi mo natanong. Para hindi mo natanongin. Para hindi ka na mag
Para matakot ka na.
Ako kasi laban-laban ako eh.
Laban-laban.
Tapos yung trabaho mo babawi-bawi. Dahil sa manghirit mong ganyan.
Yung kontrata mo.
Yung sweldo bawi-bawi.
All right, so thank you very much. Oh, what about us, pala? What
I
about
have.
Us?
Okay, while you're doing that, just a happy, happy birthday to SG Rusher Drooms. That's coming from Montage. And hello to Abner Soto, driving to work. And hello to Mark William Estepa. Happy 6 years and 9 months.
Okay.
Contra sa 5-word breakup, sabi ni Emmy Dingsan.
Ako, my entry is, story ends now, the end.
Oh. Oh. Hey, hello to all the Quantum Hotel and Resorts Rushers.
Hello.
That's coming from my little... The Twitter name is My Little Birdie.
Yeah.
Aww.
The Twitter name.
Whoa.
Shut up.
5-word breakup.
Tagal.
Alis ka na. Pwedeng bumalik.
Huh?
And then, like, diba, like sometimes, parang meron kang ganun, yung parang...
Babreak tayo, pero babalik lang later.
Ne, pwedeng bumalik.
Mm.
If you wanted, diba?
Ikaw.
Mm. Yep. I'm trying to actually think of what I wanted to say back then and then compress it in like 5 words.
Ah, dapat ba ano? Dapat ba true to life?
I guess.
O, sige na nga.
Ah, oh, alam ko na. Simple lang. Sorry, it didn't work out.
Ah, okay. Mm. Ang deal breaker ba one word, two words?
Deal breaker?
Mm-hmm. Pwede natin gawing one word kasi in Monopoly deal, it's one word.
It's one word.
Hi to Elphaba. That's coming from Yogon.
I learned things na deal breaker.
Mm. Ouch.
Ayun, yun yung true to life.
What about you?
True to life?
Hmm.
I never liked ultimatums, yo.
Mm. Talagang may yo.
May yo eh.
Kasi apat lang
eh. Kasi apat lang eh. I never liked ultimatums, yo.
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 All right, well, there you go.
All right, we gotta go.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.
See you Friday weekend.
Hey, no Saturday for us this week.
No Saturday.
Ah, yeah, o nga pala.
Yeah, so just a quick announcement to everybody. No Saturday board work for us this week.
But we'll do it another Saturday.
We will do it. Too. We will do it on the first Saturday of February.
All right. Feb 2.
Cool. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
See
bye.
Connect with a monster experience like never before. And in ways that put a little pop in your day or night. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/rx931. Follow us on Twitter @rx931. And listen online anytime and anywhere.
RX931.com. Live streaming powered by Bitstop. This is Monster Radio RX93.1.